Hello, everyone, and welcome to RE Radar. This is the fourth episode. So if you have not tuned in before, I'll give you guys a quick rundown of what it is all about. I've made RE Radar. It's meant to be kind of the one-stop shop for anyone interested in real estate at all, whether that be a buyer, a seller, or someone just curious about the market and is interested in that. Because this is supposed to be kind of an educational tool, just meant to educate people on real estate. And this episode is a special one, as I am not going to be solo, but I am joined by the magnificent Tina Mitchell. And Tina Mitchell has been in the mortgage industry for over 25 years. She's currently the senior loan officer at Highlands Mortgage. She's been recognized in the top 1% nationwide and has been awarded the Partner of the Year from Washington Realtors, Media of the Year from Seattle King County Realtors, and Member of the Year from Women's Council of Realtors. Thank you so much for joining me today, Tina.
Yeah, absolutely, Nathan. Thank you as well for the invite. Really honored to be here. And yeah, over a quarter century in the mortgage industry, so I'm a little bit older than you, Nathan.
Yeah.
But hopefully that comes with some mortgage experience, right? I don't know.
Exactly. I told my RE Radar listeners that I wanted to bring them value each episode, and I think I'll definitely be bringing them value with this episode with you here.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
And so with having a loan officer here with me today, obviously this episode is going to be focused on that financial aspect of the real estate deals. And I think there's really no better way to start off the episode than kind of to just broadly ask you about what your job and your role in a real estate deal is as the loan officer.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's providing the financing. So I'm kind of the in-between. Well, I am the in-between with the money and the bank. And so represent multiple lenders looking for the best financial options available and then securing that financing. So it's going through the pre-approval process. So the buyers, potential buyers know what they can actually afford, what that's going to look like, analyzing all the different loan programs that might be available for them, and then having a smooth and on-time closing so that they can get into their home.
The financial side's kind of the important side that a lot of people don't even think about, really, I think.
Yeah.
Without the loan officer being able to get you the best deal for your home, you could really be paying much more than you should be. That's one of the great values that I think you guys really bring to real estate.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And now I guess getting into some more questions here, something that I don't know if you see this, feel this, but what I see is the average person on the street doesn't really understand real estate or doesn't understand the industry and all that actually takes place in it. And what this then leads to, I feel, is those misconceptions that get passed around and just someone hears something from a friend or they've read it somewhere online and they just go with it. They just believe that's true. Mm-hmm. And that can really be impactful to people and can hurt them. And the biggest one, I think, one of the most common ones I always hear is the 20% down payment. You need to have 20% down to buy a home. What do you think about that? What do you say?
Yeah, sure. And I love how you say, Nathan, you know, the misconceptions, and really that's in any industry, if you think about it, whether it's real estate or mortgage or, you know, your taxes, there are so many things that are changing all of the time. And that's why it's important that you talk to a real estate expert like Nathan and a mortgage expert like myself that really can help navigate that. And yeah, there's absolutely misconceptions, and that's a great one. You do not need a 20% down payment to get into a home. There are zero down payment options with down payment assistant programs that you might qualify for. If you're a veteran, VA is a really great way to get in where you have much lower interest rates. USDA is another great way to get into a home if you're buying in an area where that property is in a rural area and you meet the income restrictions. Another part in that 20% that is a misconception is people think that they need a 20% down payment in order to avoid paying monthly PMI or private mortgage insurance. That is a misconception. You can actually get into a loan with as low as a 5% down payment and avoid paying monthly PMI by doing a single premium and financing that into your loan. So that can save you hundreds of dollars in your mortgage payment, which then is increasing your buying potential by, you know, maybe 50, 60, or more thousands of dollars. So if you can get out to the market and instead of being able to buy a $500,000 home to meet a certain payment objective, and now you can buy a $550,000 home and have that same payment, that is absolutely going to help you increase your buying power.
Obviously, there's kind of pros and cons to each one. What do you see as some of the benefits to putting 20% down versus putting less down? You kind of touched on it a little bit.
And that's really great. I'm actually created a mortgage software, hired a developing team over a decade ago, where I can really analyze the different loan options and show my clients what that looks like. A piece of it is charting out, you know, that money and what it's going to cost you over a period of time and interest. And so what you want to look at is that 15%, if we're talking about a 5 versus a 20% down payment, it's a 15% difference, right? So what is that 15% going to do for you in another asset class? Because obviously with the interest rates a little bit higher, those numbers work a little bit differently, but we were lower interest rates. Very rare that I would have a client do a 20% down payment when they can avoid paying monthly mortgage insurance, and they could take that 15% down and maybe buy another real estate asset or put it in another asset class that is going to compound and grow at a higher return than the cost of interest. So the key thing is to have a mortgage professional that can help analyze those numbers so you can make the best financial decision for yourself.
I think one of those big things is just that idea of the mortgage insurance. The penalties for that, the payments, with
Yes.
how you don't need the 20% to avoid them. As
Nope.
even going through college at UW in real estate classes, that's something they kind of teach you. They say if you aren't 20%, then you're going to be
Yeah.
paying those penalties, and that's not actually true. So having a true expert on with me now telling me that it's super beneficial and going to be hopefully very helpful to everyone listening.
Yeah, and isn't that interesting? I mean, education, you're getting educated on options and different things, but even in the education space, they can't keep up enough with all of the changes and creativity and things that are coming into the market to avoid. And so you're not necessarily getting the accurate information until you go to a source that is doing it on a regular basis and can kind of get creative and utilize all of the solutions that are available.
Exactly. And another one of those kind of misconceptions that has been changing is the idea of the prepayment penalty, with how you
Yeah.
can't pay off your mortgage ahead, or there'll be a penalty if you do so.
Yeah, so when we look back at before 2008 and the financial meltdown and Great Recession of 2008, you saw that prepayment penalties were a lot more common. Now you're seeing very few of those after that, you know, time frame. So a prepayment penalty, just basically like Nathan said, you are penalized for paying your mortgage off early or making extra payments towards principal. You're not really seeing that right now, but it's easy to just look at your truth and lending disclosure and it's going to state that. But if you're doing any standard conventional financing, government financing, you're not going to have a prepayment penalty. There's also the biweekly mortgage payments where you can make half of your mortgage payment every 2 weeks. This is going to result in an extra payment a year, saving around maybe 7 to 9 years on your mortgage. So basically increasing your housing payment by about 16%. Now, there's also another strategy that is too complex for the time that we have here today on your podcast, but the simple explanation of how it works is setting up a home equity line of credit and running your income and your liabilities through your own HELOC, similar to acting as your own bank. Again, complex, but you can pay a 30-year fixed rate mortgage off in maybe 10 years or less through accelerating the mortgage amortization schedule. So again, it's just a call to action to understand that you have options and it's working with an expert that can navigate you through those.
Exactly. Working with the experts, the key. You're not going to Google and find these answers. An expert who your life is doing this, and you're up to date on all the best tools to use to get your clients those best deals possible, what works for them, because each person could be potentially different with what they need or what they want.
Yeah.
And now, kind of moving off of a couple of those misconceptions and getting into a few specific topics, we'll just jump right into the first one, which I think is super huge, and that's refinancing. As for me, I think refinancing is one of the best tools for a buyer, especially kind of in today's market. They can have it in their back pocket with getting in with a higher interest rate, and then they've refinanced. So I guess I'll let you take away and speak on refinancing and what it is and what you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, you've got the ability to turn around and refinance your mortgage at any time. And a lot of times a misconception, I guess, kind of keying into that as well, is that you have to have a seasoning on your mortgage. Well, most loans you don't. So you can turn around and refinance. And another misconception would be just waiting until the interest rates go down and then turning around and refinancing. You don't want to do that because economists are saying that mortgage interest rates are going to go down. We all know that. Again, the question is when and how much. But today is a pricing opportunity window, and it's temporary. When we arrive at lower interest rates and the buyer frenzy is going to come back, we have 7 million buyers that went into the sidelines because of the rates, and they're going to flood the market. So what you want to do is you want to set your home price on today's prices. And if rates go down, you turn around and refinance, and you can do a no closing cost refinance by taking a little bit higher interest rate. If you wait and the buyer frenzy comes back, and you happen to be one of the lucky offers out of 10 to 15 offers to win that home, you won because you offered 30 or 40% over asking price. This is the market that we came out of when rates were lower, and it is the market we will be going back into when the rates drop. So don't let today's opportunity be a missed opportunity. The price opportunity window is actually closing. And if you look at the history of real estate, every decade we see a shift in the real estate market. In the 90s, we saw the Gulf War, 2000, dot-com bubble, 2010, the financial meltdown and Great Recession that ran from 2008 until 2012. 2020, interest rates increased in October of 2022. And that is what caused the decade shift. But was just a much shorter time period. When interest rates became a new norm, the market started appreciating again. And if we follow the history, that means that the next shift is not going to come for another decade. So act now and lock in that price. If you look at just a 5% increase on a $500,000 home, at just a 5% appreciation, which is not, you know, not that much of appreciation, that's $25,000 that you have to save in just 1 year to keep up with the market. So buy now, take advantage of whatever option is available for you, lock in that price, turn around and do a no closing cost refinance if the interest rates go down.
So for refinancing, are there costs or?
Yeah, yep, there are. So you hear all lenders will say you can do a no closing cost refinance, and that is true. You can do a no closing cost refinance, but it's not really explained the whole way. Appraiser's not going to do their job for free. Title company's not going to do their job for free. Escrow's not going to do their job for free. The mortgage has to pay people to do the refinance. So there are costs associated to anything that you do. A no closing cost loan is accomplished by a couple ways. You either take a little higher interest rate to get the lender to pay for all of those costs, or you pay costs, but you finance it into the loan so you're not paying those costs up front. So the key thing when you're doing a refinance is to work with an expert like myself that can analyze all the different options. You can have this rate and pay cost, you can have this rate and pay no cost, or something in between.
And then so switching up a bit and continue on with the trend of how it's kind of a hard market we're at right now for first-time home buyers to break into. However, there are a few different tools that they can use to help them out, and something that I just learned recently a few weeks ago is about the assumption loan. And that's something that I find is very cool and can be extremely helpful for a first-time home buyer trying to break into the market when the interest rates are higher, so they're having these high monthly payments. But an assumption loan, as you'll get into, can help lower those payments.
Yeah, and that's great, Nathan. It takes an experienced real estate representative, an agent like yourself, that can help navigate through that and make sure they understand what's available in the market. So yeah, every 1% increase in interest rate is about a 10% drop in buying power. So if the rates were 3% and they're now 7%, we just lost 40% in buying power. That's the difference, and it's huge. So if you can find a property working with your real estate agent where that current seller has an interest rate of 3, 3.5, 4%, much lower than a 7%, and their mortgage is assumable, then you can go in and hopefully be able to assume that mortgage. The key thing is that you're working with a real estate expert that can actually help navigate through that process to make sure that they're getting the information up front, which Nathan is educated in this space and can help do that to make sure that there's not going to be any issues. And a lot of times the agent that represents the seller, if they're not an expert like Nathan, they don't even know that this is an opportunity that's available. So Nathan can actually help find properties that are available to navigate that. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer. I know, Nathan, you mentioned that because the first-time home buyer is the most challenging in getting into the market, but it works for anybody. The key is whether or not you can find a property that works and meets your needs that has the assumable mortgage available. So basically, you're just taking over that seller's loan through an assumable mortgage and being able to get that interest rate.
Exactly. Awesome. And that's such an awesome tool, because someone could end up getting into a home that was thought as $150,000 over their budget potentially, but with an assumable loan, with those monthly payments being lower, it could end up being in their budget when they never would have thought that.
Absolutely. I love assumable loans, but I don't get paid for them because I'm not doing them. So I can't help you on that aspect. But
I guess we'll have to look for another expert for the assumable loans.
yeah, no, that was actually a joke, Nathan. I work for Nathan to help in anything. So I actually would totally do all of the process of navigating and working up payments, even though I'm not going to be closing the loan. So Nathan, you can reach out to me
Yeah.
anytime. We're all about helping people regardless of getting a paycheck or not.
Now, though, another amazing tool that I recently learned about directly from you was the list and lock tool. It's going to be helping with lowering us, or I'll just let you explain it, I suppose, then I'll pipe in with my opinion of it and how much I love it.
Wonderful. Thank you for the shout out and the credibility there. Yeah, List and Lock is awesome. I'm so excited to have this available. Just like most builders have a preferred lender, you as a seller, you can have a preferred lender as well. And you may have seen new construction homes offer an interest rate under market interest rate on their home. And so can a seller if they use the List and Lock program. So the seller can actually prepay and buy down the interest rate for the potential buyers. So if the interest rate's 7%, you can offer a 4.75% interest rate on your property, and your other competitor properties don't have this. And this is going to attract more buyers. When you attract more buyers, ultimately you're getting a higher price for that. So you can work that cost into how you're strategically listing that home. Again, you need an expert like Nathan can help navigate that and really decide on what you can do for price in order to do that. But it really, if just think of you, Mr. Seller, if you, Mr. or Mrs. Seller, if you were selling your home and put your buyer's hat on and you're looking at all these of these available properties, and one of the properties is comparable and it has a 4.75% rate ready to go that you can take, and there's other properties, if they're all at a 7% interest rate, that is powerful. And that's what the List and Lock program is.
I think that list and lock program is just so cool because, especially, I think another way to use it is in a market like today where it's a hot market with these houses and sometimes going very quickly. But perhaps there's a seller who their home isn't quite as sought after, their home isn't as perfect as some other homes. They could use this list and lock. They could get the interest rate for their home lowered a bit, and someone might see that lower interest rate payment and just be able to push past the idea of their perfect home and
Yeah.
take this home that works for them and gives them that much lower monthly payment, helps the seller sell their home quicker because perhaps it would have sat on that market for 100 plus days when now it could sell much more quickly than that. So it's just such a cool program that, again, isn't as widely known about, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing too on that same conversation, for me and my real estate agent partners like Nathan, also he has the ability because he's worked hard for his relationships with his preferred people, lending being one of them. What I'm doing for Nathan and my business partners is that they can go in when they list a home. I am paying a 1% interest rate buy down for any buyers that come in for Nathan's homes. So that automatically just helps your home stand out more as well. As they do decide to do financing with me, they get a 1% interest rate buy down for the first year because it's a home that lists that Nathan has listed. So another great thing for you and your sellers, Nathan.
And so I guess just a clarifying question here with the list and lock. With the seller buying down that interest rate, is the buyer going to get that lower interest rate for the whole term of the mortgage or
Yes,
for?
yeah, that's great. So there are two to thank you, Nathan. Two totally different conversations. Yes, if the seller is buying down the interest rate, they are buying down the interest rate for the life of the loan. My extra thing that I'm doing here is in addition, or if the seller doesn't do that, because that costs the seller funds. The 1% interest rate buy down for the first year does not cost the seller anything. It's because Nathan is listing your home. I'm doing this as a favor to Nathan. So it's just another benefit. But that's totally separate. But yeah, the list and lock, they're buying down the interest rate for the entire 30 years. Really powerful offer.
It's all about wanting to attract as many potential buyers as possible to your home
Yeah.
because that's what's going to get these sellers the most money. That's what's going to get the sellers to sell their home easiest. Just making it more attractive, lowering the interest rate automatically makes it much more attractive. Now, thank you very much for joining me today, Tina. This has been such an informative and helpful episode for all the listeners, I'm assuming. So, thank you.
Thank you, Nathan.
Alrighty. Thank you for coming on, Tina. And just, I guess, signing off now. Thank you to the audience for listening. Thank you for watching, and see you guys in 2 weeks.